So now, dear conference, you have elected a new borough. And I would like to very much congratulate also from the side of the secretariat, the new borough, and to say that we very much look forward to working with you, with the continuing members and with the new members. We very much look forward to working with the US chair, Marie-Claire, and we are certain that with your pragmatic approach and with your energy and enthusiasm, you will drive forward the work of the convention together with us, building on previous achievements. We also look forward very much to working with the two new vice chairs, Maud from the EU and Susanna, who we know who's been very much engaged in the work in the past and who brings lots of experience from the side of Serbia. Now, on this note, I would also like to express our deep gratitude to the outgoing borough. Now, Michael Stuckel, a long-standing member of the borough from Austria and a renowned expert who worked with the Austrian authorities and previously also with the Joint Research Center. Dear Michael, you contributed significantly to the work of the borough and to the convention overall during many, many years. Most recently, as part and as a very active member of the small group on mine tailing safety. And formerly also as a chair of our advisory group, which prepared and followed up to the UN-OECD seminar after the Beirut accident, which we held in 2021. Dear Michael, very, very many thanks. Best wishes to you, and we hope that we continue relying on your expertise and working with you in other roles in the future. Now, also not here today with us is Vivi Vagelo-Sjöland from the Finnish Ministry of the Interior, who very often inspired the borough with her very clear questions and concrete messages and her very active way of making proposals. Now, we hope that Vivi's colleagues from Finland who are here today, you can pass on our gratitude and also best regards to her. And now to you, our dear Toril. You have been a wonderful chair during the past 6 years. We have cooperated so well with you. Now, under your leadership, we have guided the work of the convention into new areas, as the seminar on ICET this morning has shown. And this is just one example. NATEC and land use planning are others. You have been such a strong advocate for cross-sectoral cooperation, and you've just said it yourself, the three C's: cooperation, collaboration, coordination. We shall keep this in mind, and your legacy will live on with the convention's work. Now, you have fostered cooperation across sectors nationally, for example, when being together with us and Susanna in Serbia for the first meeting of the NPD steering committee. Now, also sub-regionally, when supporting Serbia and other countries in Southeastern Europe in fostering cross-sectoral cooperation among land use planners and industrial safety experts. And I was personally very impressed when I was invited to a meeting in Norway where Toril replicated the role plays which we had introduced and introduced them to the Baltic states so as to foster cooperation and coordination also over there. Internationally, you have been a very strong advocate for partnerships with other international organizations, which is very natural to us and which was also extremely natural to you as the former chair of the OECD Working Party on Chemical Accidents. Dear Toril, you have been such a wise, considerate, and forward-looking chair. You have inspired us in the secretariat, and I believe I can say also the entire community, with your knowledge and your foresight. And at the same time, we always much appreciated your kindness and your generosity. You have been a very inclusive chair, always fostering consensus and compromise, as we have just witnessed this morning. You have listened to parties, member states, and also took into account the information we have provided in the secretariat. We would like to thank you ever so much for all your work and your professional and personal engagement for the convention. We will miss you dearly, dear Toril, and we wish you all the best as you move on to fill other roles and functions at work and also as a grandmother in your private life. Thank you very much, and a big applause, and many thanks again to Toril.
too.